program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another great episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking about an amazing way to do isolation movements that you cannot do without learning what you need to learn on this show today. My guest during the first hour is going to be IFBB Pro Seth Feroz. And I just want to mention something to the ladies who listen to the show. Whenever we talk about pro bodybuilders, a lot of you tune out. Don't tune out mentally, because women have to put on muscle and maintain muscle as they age, just like men do. Muscle is metabolic currency. If you don't want to develop metabolic disorders, you need to have a lot of muscle on your carcass. Who are you going to learn to build muscle from? Somebody at your gym who can't make progress any more than you can, or a guy who makes a living at it? So please, ladies, don't tune out today when we're talking about these very, very important first hour, when we talk about how to isolate movements to get the most out of your exercise routine. Second hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek, and we're going to be talking about fat. Does dietary fat lead to body fat? And what about saturated fat? Women are given the message all the time that saturated fat is bad. Men, I think we don't care. We eat steak and everything else. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Forsythe about that subject. Before we get started with today's show, I have to, first of all, give a shout-out to a group. I don't know who they are. They go by the name of Anonymous. They have some YouTube videos decrying Monsanto. And apparently, recently, they have been successful in hacking into Monsanto's computers, searching for all of this stuff that Monsanto does and covers up. If anybody out there can get a copy of this show to those guys, I want to, first of all, applaud them for what they're doing. And number two, I would like to have somebody on the show from Anonymous. I will protect your identity. We'll scramble your voice. We'll do it any way you want. We can even do an online chat, and I'll read what you type to me on the show. I want to hear what you guys, how you got started. Why did you take target on Monsanto? I hate Monsanto. Everybody who listens to my show knows I call them Monsatan for a reason. I want to applaud your efforts, what you're doing. Okay, so here we go. All right, Seth Feroz is a professional bodybuilder. He makes a living at it, and he is also one of the partners at a new company called Isolator Fitness. How you doing, Seth?
Good. How you doing, Carl?
Should also be mentioned that you are a sponsored muscle tech athlete and muscular development athlete. Want to give my buddy over at MD.com, Robbie Durand, a shout-out. Robbie, you need to come back on the show soon, bro. You haven't been on in a while. Okay. Anyway. All right, Seth, so first of all, before we get started, give my listeners a little snapshot of your career as a bodybuilder.
Well, I started competing in 2009. The story is that I kind of came out of nowhere, but I've been training pretty much for the past 12 years of my life. I'm 26 now, probably since I was 14. I was the fat kid. Just wanted to get in shape, and then all of a sudden just started lifting weights. When I was 24, I decided to start competing, and that was in 2009. I did NPC Northern Kentucky as a heavyweight, and I won that. I won my class there. From there, I went on to the NPC Pittsburgh show, where I came in as a light heavyweight. I tightened up a little bit, and I ended up winning the light heavyweight and the overall. At the show, that's where I met Robbie and Steve Bleckman from MD. And I also met Hani Rambod. He's still my trainer.
Hani's a great guy. I know Hani.
He's a piece of work, to say the least. Yeah. He got me in shape for nationals. We ended up doing nationals down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in November that same year in 2009, and I won my weight class and turned pro there.
Okay, so you're a light heavy, you said?
Yes, I was a light heavyweight there, and then in 2010 I went on and did the Dallas Europa 202 show, and I won that as well. So
How tall are you, Seth?
5'6".
And how much? What's your off season weight?
Right now I'm about 240.
That's not bad.
I'm taking this year off to compete in the open class in next year, 2012.
So you're not gonna do any competitions. You're just gonna focus on building your body.
Yes, sir. The biggest thing was that I had a rough time making 202 again for the show last year in August, and it just was too much on my body. And Hani and I both decided that we said that we wanted to go to the open class and put on another 15 pounds. For next year, and my sponsor stood behind me and said, good, let's take the year off and come back in 2012 and make some noise.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, yeah. So now let's talk about, I know that I'm no different than anyone else out there. There have been times where I've been in the gym doing, let's say, a back movement where I've thought to myself, if I could just pull this weight with something that I could attach above my elbows and get my brachials, my forearms, my hands, my biceps out of this movement so I could focus it on my back, I know that I could feel my back working more. And everybody's, have you had those moments in the gym where you're looking at a movement and thought, gee, if I could just do this, this would be so much more productive?
Yes. That was one of my things that when I went out and trained with Hani in 2010, before I became part of Isolator Fitness, I went out to see Hani, and he says, you train back horribly. He's like, you're horrible at it. He's like, once you learn how to train back, your back is going to explode. And he was getting on me because I use too much of my arms. I use too much of my forearms and my biceps, and I pull with my hands and not my elbows. And for the whole week I was out there, we trained back twice, and he was up my ass every time saying, you're doing this wrong. We need to find a way to correct this problem. And I got a little bit better.
Let me ask you a question, Seth. For people out there who are training back, and unfortunately we can't see our backs, so we depend on proprioception to tell us if we're activating the muscle. But I don't know about you, I can feel muscles working until I start getting close to my working loads. When I say getting close to my working weight loads, I tend to. I don't know if it's too much noise in my head because I'm focusing on moving this weight, but I lose the mental connection with my back. The weight is moving.
Yes.
But I just can't tell. Now, I used to think to myself, feel my shoulder blades pinching. I'm trying to squeeze a pencil between my shoulder blades at the end of the movement, to activate as much muscle fiber. But it's not practical when you're really, really pulling heavy weight. You can't be that focused.
No.
So how do you know if you're not hitting your back properly?
The biggest thing for me was soreness, a soreness and a muscle pump. I was able to whenever I started realizing how to pull with my elbows. I used to do the same thing you did, pinching my shoulder blades and trying to move the weight. And once you got to that heavy working load, you were just worried about getting that weight to your chest.
Right.
Say you were doing pull downs or pull ups.
Right.
You were
right.
Worried about squirming your way to getting it.
Right.
Once I slowed down and I said I got to learn how to get a pump in my lower lats or a specific portion of my back that I'm trying to work, is whenever I really started noticing the results. The biggest thing was whenever I started using the isolator, my back has been a problem issue my whole career, I guess you could say, and I never could hit my lower lats. I never could do pull-ups because I pull with my arms. Once I slowed down, used this, found out how to use pull with my elbows, I started getting the pump and I started getting sore in the right areas.
What about just from a straight training, without having the isolators, which obviously the isolators change the dynamics of the movement entirely. But do you think part of the problem could be that because posterior chain tends to be the strongest for most of us, we really just go way too heavy for it? And like once, you think that it's worth stopping at the weight where you can still feel your back working?
Yes. Yes, I'll be the first to say I used to be the tough guy. I used to be a hard ass. I'd always want to do the most weight, 350 pound lat pull downs, deadlifting 600-700 pounds and just going ape shit. But it never built a wide, pretty back to say. I just was just concentrating on pulling up the weight rather than concentrating on a specific muscle group. And once in the past couple years since I started working with Hani, he's kind of the one that kind of changed my motivation. Leave your ego at the door and grow some muscle. And the only the justification I had was I just said that this guy works with Jay and Phil. I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I started getting results.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start to talk more about what happened when Seth used a lot of these issues for training his body to become the genesis for a new product. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Come on.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to mention that MikeMahler.com, Mike has added quite a few new locations that he will be having his seminars abroad as well. If you're in the UK, in Germany, you want to check MikeMahler.com often because he's constantly adding new locations for the Mike Mahler seminar series. Don't miss out on that. My guest is Seth Ferrosi. We're talking now about isolator fitness to get in a little deeper. We understand where the genesis or the need for this product arose. So, Seth, how do you go from thinking to yourself, and because we've all done this, we've all thought, you know, if I had this device, but then how do you go from there to a prototype?
What happened was, I mean, Dave Vollmer's the one who created this.
Okay.
Whenever I became part of it, I mean, after my show is whenever I met Dave.
I was
doing a guest pose, and he came up to me and he says, he's like, hey, have you tried out my product? And I saw it and I said, no, I don't, I'm not really interested. And then he's like, do you have any injuries?
I'm not interested.
I said, I'm not really interested. You know, right. I'm not really into it. It kind of looks like a gimmick.
Right.
And, he was like, do you have any problems? Do you have any problem areas? I said, well, number one, my back and, you know, my elbows have been giving me problems. He's like, this product's for you. This is great. And I said, no, it's not. And he's like, no, you got to try it. So he strapped me into it, and we started using it, and I was absolutely blown away. I was like, I can't believe it. I said, this is actually working my back out. And we started doing shoulder exercises, and there was no pressure on my elbows, my wrists, or my shoulder joint. I was just like astonished. We actually have, there's a video. They were videotaping me as I was putting it on. And using it, and you can see the expressions on my face that it actually worked, and I got a
surprise.
Chuckle.
You were surprised because, like,
oh,
you said,
my,
you
to
thought
say
this
the
was.
Least.
I think you used the appropriate word. You thought it was a gimmick.
Oh, absolutely, because it looks like a gimmick. I was like, you know, I've always prided myself on strength training, on explosive lifts. Like I was saying, you know, deadlifting. You know, I remember in college, I deadlifted, you know, 675 pounds was my best lift, and this was not a product that I would associate myself with. However, then once I started using it, I was blown away. Invited me out, and that's whenever we started. I started critiquing it. You know, Dave went from, I think he had 12 different prototypes. And then the final product that we have today was something that I also helped create, was the comfort system that we have, so that it's a little more comfortable whenever you use it. And whenever you start using heavier weight, the padded cuffs that we have, things like that. But it's pretty much just an ongoing process. Dave's mind never stops.
Okay.
And whenever we get together, it kind of just like we feed off of each other on how to make things better.
So how long has the isolator series of products been around now?
I met with them last year. It was August 2010 when I met them. They had just started selling the product in, I believe, May, end of May of 2010. So not long, and once I got hooked up with them, I said that we need to create something for buys and tries. I said, because, you know, as a finisher, whenever the isolation of the bicep is like one of the most, I mean, everybody wants to figure out a way to isolate their biceps better and have a better peak or just a better roundness or a better fullness. And that's whenever I came along and I said, we need to create something now. And again, we teamed up together and thought something out. And the product that we have today, the cuff edition, is just, it's out of this world, in my opinion. I will put it on the same level as the arm blaster. When the arm blaster first came out, everybody's like, this is the product to have. This is what we need. This is another one.
Yeah. Joe Weider's arm blaster basically forced people to use good form in the bicep curl. Basically.
Absolutely. And this, with this, it takes your hands out of it. I mean, the first thing that you do whenever you do something is you grab it.
Right.
So whenever you grab a weight, you grab the weight with your hand, transfers from your hand to your wrist, to your forearm, to your bicep, then tricep, and then typically the muscle group that you want to work with whenever you're using the isolator. Whenever you're using the cuff, again, takes your hands out of it, takes your forearms out of it, so you're just specifically using your bicep or tricep.
Does that mean that you have to go lighter when you use the isolator?
Yes. In a way, I mean, it's difficult to explain, but I'll do my best to do so. In the beginning, yes, you are going to have to go lighter because your back is not as strong as you think it is, or that specific muscle group. We use a back as an example.
Right. Now the back, let's just back up so people can get an image of this. The isolator is basically a cuff that you can attach at on your arm above mm-hmm. the elbow, correct?
Yes, there's one that goes above your elbow, around your bicep and tricep, and then there's one that goes around your forearm.
Okay. So the two different connecting points for these isolators, and and one of the things I like about it is you can use free weight or machines if you want,
yes.
like pulleys and so on, which it's not, you're not relegated to just the pulley rack using
no.
these. Okay.
No.
So when we train back with the isolator, we would want to use the one that attaches above the elbow, correct?
Yes, the one that attaches above the elbow, and it'll and we have all the videos on Isolator Fitness and YouTube. You can search to view everything. But there is a learning curve to this, and that's part of the reason we have over 150 videos, I believe.
Okay.
But whenever we're doing back, you attach it to the one that is above, that is on your bicep and tricep that's on there, and say we're doing lat pulldowns, and you hook into it, and you just pull as if you're doing a regular lat pulldown. And you'll the catch of this is that you're not using your hands or your biceps or anything. You're going to be pulling just with your elbow.
Yeah.
So the pump that you get will be all back.
Right.
Everything you use will be all back. Again, the way that you position your elbows is going to dictate the part of your back that it hits as you're doing a pulldown.
I'll say,
movement.
So give an example when you say the way that you position your elbows.
So say whenever you position your elbows towards the out, like if you were going to grab a regular wide grip pull down,
right,
and you pull, you're going to pull as if you were doing it with your elbows straight out to the side of you, so you're doing a wide grip pull down.
So that's going to hit the outer lats, the top.
The outer lats, right. and if you pull and squeeze down tight, you can reach from the outer lats all the way to your lower lats.
Mm.
Okay,
and I bet you can actually get a greater range of motion.
Absolutely.
When you're not using a bar that restricts your hands from being able to come in closer to your body.
Yes, a great example of that is whenever you're doing pull-ups, similar to a lat pull-down, because whenever you visualize where your hand placement is to where your chin would be or your chest would be whenever you're doing a pull-up or a pull-down, you look whenever somebody's grabbing the bar compared to when somebody's using the isolator, you get a much better squeeze and then a much better stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so now can you do a bent over dumbbell row?
Yes.
Would you use that cuff that goes above the elbow? Or would you use the cuff that goes down on the forearm by the wrist?
You would use the one that goes on your elbow. There's the patent behind the isolator is the fact that there's a strap that connects the two cuffs on the bicep and the tricep.
Okay.
Okay. Whenever you connect the strap that holds the weight to both of those, you have a lot more control and you can use a heavier weight. That's the design behind having them connected together, so that you pull a little bit with the one on your forearm to keep it in line, and then you do the majority of the pulling with the one on your bicep and tricep.
Mm,
you can see it's hard to get a visual without watching a video. That's probably the most difficult part about this, but as you use heavier weight, you want to connect both of them.
Okay, and people can go to isolatorfitness.com
yes.
to see the library of videos to get an idea of how. Okay, so when training with the isolator, do you train back exclusively now with those type? Obviously, you can't deadlift with the isolator, right?
No, you. we'll back up on that one. There's an amputee that we have. He's one of our athletes that he doesn't have. I believe it's his right arm. And he has found a way to deadlift with them. But
no,
I personally don't. I use the isolator specifically as a tool to help with pull-ups, pull-downs, seated cable rows. And then I also finish with a pull-through exercise to give the similar to a rope pull-through for the Christmas tree at your back.
Right, right.
But those are the exercises that I specifically use the isolator for with back.
When you train back with the isolators, do you have people at the gym come up to you and ask you questions about, what are you doing? Why are you doing it that way? Where do you get that thing?
Yes, yes. The wild thing is, me being a 5'6", 240 pounds, I look like as wide as I am tall. So it first thing is a red flag. A lot of people go up, why would I use that whenever this guy is using it?
Right.
I don't want to use it. I don't want to look like him. The thing is that I use it as a tool because I want to detail my muscle better. I want to use specific muscle groups. I want to be as technical as I possibly can, and this is the product that does that. whenever, for example, whenever you're doing, if you see, whenever you watch a video of the pull-ups, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's right. It's just the most specific way to hit, to target muscles. I typically start off my back workout with 10 sets of 10 on pull-ups with the isolator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good way to warm up, get a lot, because from that, it's all back. Your back is now fully pumped. There's not a part of your back that you missed. Everything's ready to go. It's warmed. It's you're ready.
What about, what about, a lot of people end up with brachial radialis tendonitis from pulling.
Yes.
I would have to imagine the isolator would be a great tool for somebody who's suffering from a tennis elbow, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're getting ready for a competition. They can't take off. They don't want to go for a cortisone shot. They take their hands out of it. Guess what? The brachial radialis tendonitis is out of the picture.
You're preaching to the choir with that, because that's one of my problems. That's why I could never do pull-ups. I mean, I can't tell you the number of pro bodybuilders that have come up to us at shows and come up to me or emailed me or Facebooked me or anything like that and said, "Seth, is this really what you're using? Do you really believe in this product?" And my answer is yes. Contact Dave. I'd send them Dave's information, and he'd, you know, because a lot of guys they're have larger arms, so we've made special
custom,
we've made special special issues. But the thing is whenever you have that type of issue, it's not that it's debilitating. It's not that you got to stop your training forever, but it sets you back a few days.
Sure, you can't pull. You can't pull.
You
can't
like
work.
That.
You can't work as hard as you normally would in pulling movements, and it's painful, obviously. And there is a danger for some muscle atrophy as a result of the body responding to that kind of pain.
Absolutely.
So you don't want to promote it. But you still want to be able to train your back. Your back isn't the problem. It's what you grip the weight with to train back. So
mm-hmm.
this would take that and solve that problem completely.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing for me is once I really started incorporating it into my weekly routines, was that all of my training has completely changed. I'm now able to train, you know, arms twice a week because, like you said, your brachioradialis, all of a sudden, it's not as sore.
Right.
It's not as tender. It doesn't give me as much pain at nighttime or wake up and it be stiff or cramped or anything like that. I'm right. able to work around that with the isolator.
Okay, let's do this, Seth. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the cuff that goes down close to the wrist and some variations of things you can do with that. We're talking with Seth Ferrosi from Isolator Fitness. You can learn more about these wonderful devices by going to isolatorfitness.com. We'll be right back. AgeForce introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we'll have Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Pabanik on. We're going to do some myth-busting about fat consumption. Way too many people are getting the wrong message from mainstream media that a low-fat diet is healthy. Lies, all lies, I say. My guest this hour is Seth Ferrosi. He is with Isolator Fitness. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio now. Visit isolatorfitness.com today. Check them out. Great product. Really, really. You know, every now and then something comes along that kind of breaks the mold. A company that doesn't just take the same ingredients and put their label on it. That's what this is. This is a really, really unique product. And much needed, too. All right, Seth, tell me about the cuffs that connect down by the wrists. These are for, obviously, you can train biceps and triceps, as you pointed out.
Yes.
But what? How about shoulders? Is there any benefit to using the isolators when training shoulders? And if so, what movements work best?
Yeah, we have the two products. It's the isolator. Those are the cuffs that go around your biceps and triceps and forearm. And then the cuff addition that you're speaking of that goes around your wrist. Well, that's typically for biceps and triceps. But you also can do lateral movements with it. You know, any kind of cable lateral movement for shoulders with it. We do not, it's not what it was made for. We don't recommend that you do it, but you definitely can. Whenever you use the isolator, the straps that go around your biceps, triceps, and your forearm, you have more control because it's attached to your forearm. That's whenever you strap it to your forearm, you have a little bit more control, a little bit more stability, so that you can isolate that target muscle a little bit better. But for the cuff addition, it primarily is biceps and triceps. All isolation movements. You can use free weights with it. However, the biggest thing that I've noticed is that it's best for all the cable movements.
Okay. Now how do you use, which ones would you use with free weights, like dumbbells, for instance? Would you use the cuffs or would you use the ones, the isolators that go up, up on the upper elbow and so on?
The isolators. The isolators you can, I mean, that's the other part that's why we also, like I said before, that Dave and I, you know, we critiqued more things that we could do, how to make it better, and whenever we started working together, we went to the gym together and we did a workout and then I said, you know, let's do this. Let's try with, you know, the Smith machine. He had a way that you could hook into the Smith machine with the isolator. A way that you can do barbell shrugs. A way that you can do, you know, anything. Whatever you want to do in the gym, there is a way to do it with the isolator. Cables, dumbbells, free weights, anything.
Now, the isolators are designed to last, right? I mean, this is a product that if somebody buys it, does it come with some sort of warranty as far as that goes?
Yes, we have a 60-day money-back guarantee right now. It comes with a one-year warranty. You have to, I mean, Dave is very adamant. He was a military guy. Everything is used, all the webbing that is used to create it is military spec. So it's built to last. We use all, it's USA made. We have the manufacturing shop in-house. Everything we do was to be the cream of the crop. It's an investment into your training. This is something that isn't just supposed to be like, oh, it's not a magic pill, but if you use it correctly, it will give you the results that you want.
How much, like, now, each of these is sold separately, or is it sold as a complete package? How does that work?
You can buy it as a package. You can buy it as the package, which is the isolators and the cuff edition, or you can buy them separately. The isolators are $225, and then the cuff edition is $90. And if you buy it as the pair, I believe we're selling it for $290.
Oh,
online.
So you save about $25 then.
You save about $25.
Is the isolator available in places like Dick's Sporting Goods and stuff like that, or do they have to come online to get it?
No, you have to come online to get it. We do various trade shows around the country. Last year we were doing a ridiculous number of shows once we started rolling. The beginning of the year we did some, but this year we toned it down. We started concentrating on the manufacturing end of it. We started promoting. We started getting a lot more sales. So we're a young company, but we're working our balls off to make this work, and it's turning out. It's growing astronomically, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. What do you think the most unique thing about using the isolators would be if somebody was thinking about buying them? That, you know, what's one of the unique things that you've learned about training yourself using the isolators?
It is specifics. If you're somebody that wants to target and specifically hit certain muscle groups and be critical, because a lot of people, the average person wants to get toned, they want to shape up, and they want to lose certain, they want the certain parts of their body to be toned. And, you know, a lot of people, the biggest question that I have to people is, oh, Seth, how do I get this to grow? Or I'm okay in this area, but how do I get this? I seem to be doing something wrong. What the isolator does is, both products, is it helps create that target. It helps you be able to focus on that specific area, hence the name the isolator. It isolates that specific muscle group.
I mean, people always talk about feeling the muscle working, you know, mind and muscle connection. You always hear these discussions about the importance of feeling the muscle working. But quite often, we don't really feel the target muscle working. A lot of guys, when they're doing curls, they're rocking back and forth. I remember when I was doing curls all wrong, the front heads of my shoulders used to hurt more than my biceps.
Yep. A lot of people end up with a tendonitis feeling in the front delts. It just inflames so hard, and they can't do biceps because whenever they put a weight in their hand, it pulls too much. They end up getting the bicep tendon runs through. I forget the name of it, but it runs through the I believe it's the scapula. I can't remember.
But you're right. It runs up underneath the delt. I mean, underneath the front head of the shoulder, right?
Yeah, whenever that gets inflamed, you're unable to do any kind of curls, and it's from doing too heavy a weight. It's from holding too much, and it's putting too much pressure, and you end up rocking using your lower back, and it doesn't work. However, you see the guy next to you at the gym who's using a little bit lighter weight, and he has better biceps, and, oh, man, I got to get bigger, though. I need to get bigger. Maybe it's not the fact that you're using the weight. You need to stimulate that muscle group better.
Right.
And that's what this helps do.
Right, exactly. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the stuff that you do in the gym to build your amazing body. We're talking with Seth Ferrosi. He is with Isolator Fitness. You can learn more about their product by going to isolatorfitness.com. We'll be right back.
You either got it, or you don't. You either stand, or you fall.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just received a question from my co-host of the Casual Friday show, Elisa Profumo, who actually does the spot for Isolated Fitness. And she said, what about women? All right, I'm focusing on guys here. Excuse me. All right, so obviously women can use the product as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, are there any advantages that women would see from it that maybe men don't?
I'd say it's more, it's targeting the specific muscle groups. You know, a lot of, like when I was talking about before, a lot of people ask me, how do I work on this? A lot of women come up and say, I need my arms to look better. How can I focus on my triceps so I get like that loose skin behind my arm to look a little better? And the first thing I say is muscle pronunciation so that you have a more pronounced, fuller look to your muscle so that the fat begins to move away and the muscle comes out and you're bringing the muscle to the skin rather than depleting yourself and making it look worse, in my opinion.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about you, Seth. You've been training for a long time, and obviously you're a successful bodybuilder. People think that you've risen to the top overnight because they didn't see you training for 12 years. They just saw you when you came on the scene, so to speak. In your opinion, what's your greatest strength, your physique-wise?
Balance and conditioning. I don't think that I have any overpowering body parts. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, you know, Seth, your legs are great, you know, you have a great chest. And but the thing is, I think that the biggest thing that I've received from judges is that my physique flows very well. There's nothing that's disproportionate or freakish looking. It's a pleasing physique to look at. And then I never thought that conditioning would be a strong point of mine as I was you know growing up for the
why is that years. Why is that you laugh why
because I was a fat kid when I was younger man.
Okay
I was my nickname I think whenever I was like 13-14 my nickname was Chubbs you know and I never thought I just wanted to be big and then I thought you know me being big would be the one thing that I have over everybody but then once I teamed up with Hani and we got in shape he's like your conditioning is key. He's like, not many people can look like you do.
Why?
So.
Why were you overweight when you were a kid? Was it what caused you to eat so much? Were you did you like? For me, I lived in a really, 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 really rough neighborhood, and after school, I'd just come home and I would do my homework, and then I'd sit in front of the TV and eat. And I ballooned up to over 200 pounds at 12 years old.
I think I'd say along the same lines. You know, a little bit of the feel bad for yourself, puberty, not knowing what to do,
right?
Confusing part of your life. And then I grew up in my family. We all have, I think we have a fat gene, so to say.
Well, you're Italian like me. We like our food.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody here loves food. You know, that's the comfort thing.
Right.
And whenever I was like, you know, at one point I was watching I was watching Conan when this happened. I watched Conan one day, and then the next day Commando was on, and I was like, I want to look like Arnold.
Right.
I want to be big. He gets chicks, you know.
Right. He gets chicks.
And that was kind of the.
Unfortunately, the chicks he gets, probably we don't want.
Yeah, I don't know. As I grew up and I learned, I don't want those.
He gets chicks, but he has bad choices in chicks. That's for sure. But anyway, how many, like, from what age to what age were you a fat kid?
Probably from about 10 to 13, 14 years old.
Now, tell me about your mom and dad. They're still alive?
Yes, mom and dad are still alive. They're hardworking people. They own a cabinet business. We do kitchens and bathrooms, remodel, things like that. And I grew up doing that.
Okay.
That was probably since the time I was 13 till about 21.
So mom and dad work hard. Mom and dad don't have a weight problem, right?
They are heavier, yes.
Okay. Do you think that when you have parents that are heavier, it kind of gives a child license to be heavier in a household?
I think so. I think that it's a lot of nature and, you know, because kids really don't know. They're not educated.
Right.
You know, they don't know, so they're not going to, you know, they're not the ones that buy the food. They have to eat what's in the refrigerator. You know, sometimes kids just are poorly educated. They don't know that, you know, soda pop is bad for you. They don't know that if you eat too many chips, this will make you fat. They just know that it tastes good and it makes them feel good, you know, and then sometimes they don't know. Even the parents sometimes are uneducated on, you know, they eat all this food and then they're like, oh, my stomach hurts. I have an ulcer. Well, why do you have an ulcer?
Right.
Probably from eating garbage. And I think that over time it's just an education standpoint.
You know, what's funny. My dad was not overweight. My mom was not overweight when I was a kid. I had a penchant for drinking milk. My father, I could still hear my father saying to me, you know, Carl, we're going to have to buy a cow if you keep this up. I used to drink, I'm telling you, like from the time I was like, just like you said, like from around 9 years old till about 12 years old, 13 years old, I used to drink a gallon of milk a day.
Wow.
And this is back in the day when they didn't sell milk in gallons. They sold it in these little square quart containers, and then all of a sudden the half gallon came out, and we thought, oh, man, look, you could buy milk in a half gallon now. That was like a big deal. I used to drink four of those quart containers a day.
Oh, man.
And I was such a slob, Seth. I used to go to the refrigerator, open it up, grab the milk, pop the top, and just stand there in front of the fridge and drink it. And I could still see my mother smacking me in the back of the head. Get a glass, for crying out loud, she's saying to me. But, you know, my problem was I ate all good food. I didn't have access. My mom didn't buy candy and stuff, and we didn't have potato chips. I used to eat a lot of pasta. I would I would go in the refrigerator, and there'd be pasta from Sunday, and I would take it and put it in a frying pan and put some tomato sauce on it. And I would eat that, and I'd have a quart of milk with it, you know. So
I think we're in the same boat because, you know, now my thing is I'm not really a big sweets guy, and I'm not really into desserts and things like that. I'm salty. I like the same thing. I like my tomato sauces. I like eating pasta. Yeah. I like eating those. I like eating the saltiness of everything, and I think that's still part of my fat gene that I got in me.
Have you tried? We have a new sponsor. This is a shameless plug, but I'm curious. Have you tried Miracle Noodle yet?
No, huh?
Miracle Noodle is a sponsor of mine. They have a zero calorie, zero carbohydrate pasta.
Really?
Rigatoni, fettuccine, spaghetti, linguine, even angel hair. Now you have to understand, it's made from glucomannan fiber, so it's not going to taste exactly like pasta made from semolina. But if you miss pasta, you can actually have pasta again because it's got no calories, no carbohydrates at all in a whole bag. There's a seven that comes in 7 ounce bags. You can eat the whole thing. It doesn't do anything to you.
Wow. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, Miracle Noodle. They're pretty cool. I've heard some people say, oh, it doesn't taste that good. Well, you know what? You got to put sauce on it. You can't eat it right out of the bag. It's going to taste like wet noodles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's wet noodles.
But that's what it is, right? Wet noodles. But anyway. All right, so what do you want my listeners to know about the Isolator product? And obviously, we want people to give it a shot because, as you know, I sell nothing. Sponsors of the show make the show possible, so patronize the sponsors whenever possible. I tell you guys that you have to have equipment in your home to work out at home as well as getting to the gym. Here's a product you can use at home and at the gym that will help you isolate movements to hit target muscles better. If you have lagging body parts, this could be the reason why. If you have if your back never grows, your biceps never grow, it may be that you're not really hitting them with the weight you think you're hitting them.
So absolutely.
What would you like, on a parting note, what do you want to tell my audience about the Isolator product?
Just that. The fact that if you're having problems, I mean, I'd probably say 95% of anybody who exercises still has problem issues. They want to know, how can I get this better? They want to know, what's those inches that I need to get just that much better? I'm having this one problem with this one area. This product is that key. I've noticed, I mean, my training has gone from, like I said, my trainer, Hani, is saying, you know, we need to work this better. We need to get this. We need you to get to. We need your back to grow. We need to get your biceps to peak better. All of a sudden, everything's starting to come together. Once I started using the equipment correctly, started using my training better, everything started clicking. And anybody that wants those inches, they want to get that much better. They want their goal. This is going to help you get there. This is what this product was designed to do.
I just got a message on Facebook, okay? Mm-hmm. And it basically, there's a product out there, I guess, that's designed to make a fat handle on any device that claims to be able to cause you to hit your biceps better. And this product takes the hand out of it. Does the hand really play a role in the development of the bicep?
I think to a certain degree. I think that, like I said, if you still need to use heavier weight to do certain things, you still need to use certain exercises, but this tool is going to help shape better. It's going to help isolate better. It's going to give you those few inches that you're looking for.
I can see another advantage of the isolators outside the gym. I think you can use them in bed to tie your lover up with them.
I'm not going to comment on my personal life, but other people have commented.
Okay, all right. You got to make a set for the ankles now. That's all, and then we'll have it going good. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
We can specifically design something for that. For maybe
maybe. Don't do it for me. I don't need it. Don't do it for me. Hey, listen, Seth. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I also want to thank you guys for being sponsors on the show.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, and everybody go to isolatorfitness.com today and show them some love. Check out the videos there. Learn how to use the isolator. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek on talking about fat, dietary fat intake. What should you know about it? We'll be right back.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Shake a bottle. is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to ForSportLife.com today. That's the number.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over.
When the night has come.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry for the long break, but I actually thought I had time to run to the bathroom. I guess I didn't. Okay. If you listen to people like Dr. Oz and all the other talking heads out there, you'll think that the right thing to do when it comes to dietary fat is to cut it out completely from your diet. And God forbid you eat saturated fat. Oh, my goodness. That will cause heart disease and everything else. We're going to discuss this concept with my next guest, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. How you doing, Cassandra?
Great, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Other than you have a full bladder.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I thought to myself, could I hold this for another hour? And I thought, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I had just said to you, we'll be back on the air in about 100 seconds. I thought, that should be enough time to run down to the bathroom and back. Oh, I learned a lesson. Anyway. Does it frustrate you when you hear people like let's say, the Wizard of Oz, you know, promoting this no-fat, low-fat diet approach?
Yeah, it's very perplexing to think that people still think that you need to cut all fat to be healthy, because most of our body consists of healthy fats, and we eat those to maintain that balance. And as we've seen from our society, cutting out fat has not done anyone any good. So, yeah, time to change that way.
Where did this notion come from, in your estimation, that you know, fat was the problem?
Well, from what I read, the literature and papers and books I've read, is that it sort of started with, like, governmental guidelines that some surgeon generals that weren't even really physicians or scientists sat around the table and said, okay, well, fat is high in calories, and this country is getting fatter, so let's have people cut out fat. But what they didn't really address was that sugar has quite an effect on the body in terms of fat storage by raising insulin levels. So when they told everyone to cut out fat, it was replaced with sugar and carbohydrates, and people ate more and got fatter and more unhealthy. And now that we're 40 years down the road of telling people to eat these low-fat diets, people think that that's still the right way to eat. And you still read it in magazines when, you know, we've done the experiment in society, and it hasn't done anyone any good.
Right.
So, you know, and a lot of these scientists that governmental agencies that created these guidelines for society, you know, if they went back and they said, oops, sorry, you know, we were wrong, fat doesn't actually make you fat, and we really need to address the sugar and junk food issue, they look like a bunch of idiots.
Is that really all it is? They're just worried about looking like a bunch of idiots? I mean, isn't science constantly unfolding? Isn't it part of the scientist's job to recant what they thought was right yesterday because they discovered it's not right today? I mean, otherwise we would still be using mercury to try to cure diseases.
Yeah, but those weren't scientists that set those guidelines, and they're the ones that have all the money and pay the scientists to do the work. So if you're going to pay a scientist to do work, you want them to say what you want them to say. I mean, there's a lot of data that gets flubbed around, and, you know, these false papers out there. There's not all scientific papers are correct, and I've seen it in labs, and there's a lot of poor experimental procedures that happen as well. A lot of mistakes that happen, a lot of, like, oh, crap, I just spent $1,000 on this experiment. I have to make something come out of it, so let's just fudge the numbers a little bit and make it do what I think it should do. You know, there is bias, and I will admit I have a bias towards lower carb eating and at least moderate, well, I shouldn't say moderate, but normal fat eating, because I've seen it to work really, really well. And with a lot of the people I work with, whenever I tell them to take out carbs and sugar in the amounts that they're normally taking in, which is usually most of their diet, it makes dramatic differences in their bodies, positive differences.
I'm starting to realize that some amount of carbohydrates in the diet may be important, but in the form of what is considered low glycemic index, low carb load type diets. I mean, products.
Definitely. Like healthy, real food, like fruits and vegetables and, right, you know, real whole grains or, you know, beans or whatever you want to say, those all consist primarily of carbohydrates, say fruit. Like, you know, some people say, oh, bodybuilders don't eat fruit, so it must make you fat. And it's also like, well, bodybuilders also are a different breed of people, so let's just not go there for a second.
Well, and you also can't compare the drug-using athlete with the average person. That's another thing, because the drugs make up a lot of ground for lots of abuses you can make to your body.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and bodybuilders is, I mean, a lot of people look to that as sort of like the mecca of body because they do get so lean, but a lot of people forget they only look that lean for a day or two for those like photo shoots, but that's what they like portray. I just had one of my clients yesterday or Tuesday bring in, you know, the trainer that she's seeing. She doesn't live anywhere near me, so she sees someone else. She's a nutrition client, and the trainer she's seeing, you know, has this ripped picture of herself, and you know, her trainer also said, I only look like that, you know, one or two days out of the year. But yet that's what she puts on her, like, business cards.
Right.
And it's like, really? Why not just put a picture of you looking really good, not shredded?
Right.
So anyway, but she actually promoted, she gave some dietary guidelines. This client of mine was saying, you know, eat fat-free peanut butter. And I was like, fat-free peanut butter. I'm like, that's like that's like a small shrimp, you know, or sorry, a large shrimp.
Well,
you know,
first
like,
of all, for okay, I'm not a proponent of peanuts, okay, number one, but more importantly,
okay.
Nut butter is healthy. Nut butter, like cashew butter, almond butter, is healthy. You shouldn't try
right.
to escape those fats. I mean,
well, and, you know
and the problem becomes when they remove fats from products. They usually replace it with high fructose corn syrup because high fructose corn syrup has the same mouthfeel as fat.
Well, or they use mono and diglycerides. They use like parts of the fats that aren't exactly necessarily taken up or don't have a caloric value the same as the full triglyceride. So they put all these like chemical agents in there, which in certain countries aren't even used. They're banned. Some of the agents that we use, like dough conditioners and leavening agents and all the fillers we stick here to take out fat, other countries don't do. And if we talk about other countries, they do eat a lot of fat, like Germany and I don't know. I just know Germany specifically.
Well, the French too.
What
about the French? The French paradox. The French eat a ton of fat.
Exactly, but they also don't eat a ton of sugar and don't sit on their butts and they don't eat as much as Americans do. So it's a part of a lifestyle, but then it's just the way they eat fat and the way they live their lives. It's so much different than the way we do it here.
You know what, Cassandra? I've said this on my show so many times just recently. You know, our ancestors right here in the United States or in North America, okay? Our ancestors, if you just go back a couple hundred years, they fried their bacon in lard. They made lard, they put bread, made lard bread. They made, you know, shortening-free breads using lard. They ate whole fats. They ate animal fats. They ate whole milk. They did all the things that we are told here is the reason for disease and that's killing us. Yet they got none of the diseases that we have today. I would just like one of these scientists to explain to me why those people lived into their 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life quite successfully without a single pill, eating all the things that we're told we cannot eat, the things that they did not eat, that they did not have available, that we have an abundance of, were refined sugars and refined carbohydrates.
And chemicals, lots of chemicals in our food today.
I agree. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Chemicals.
It's multifactorial. Like, there's a lot of crap in our food supply nowadays. It's not just the absence of fat, but it's a lot of other stuff, sugar, chemicals, fake things. And it is nice to see the food industry start to change that. Like, you're seeing certain foods that say no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, things like that. And, you know, it's getting better and it actually tastes better. But, you know, we still are fat phobic.
Right. And we're going to delve a little bit deeper into this, because what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to ask you the magic question, whether or not dietary fat leads to gaining fat. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Space is very limited. Sissies may want
want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Krubanik. You can learn more about her by going to her website, which is easy to remember. It's Cassandra Forsythe, Forsythe.com. You can also check out her books on Amazon.com, The New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. I love that one. And, of course, The Woman's Health Perfect Body Diet. Check them out. Okay, so in your professional estimation, working with the people that you've worked with, your own personal experience, maybe even some of the research you've done, does dietary fat lead to problems like central obesity and putting on fat?
Actually, for people that suffer from a lot of central obesity, a high dietary fat, low carbohydrate diet is one of the best treatments. And that's what we've actually seen in the lab. When I did my PhD, we studied Atkins' ketogenic low-carb diet. And I say Atkins because he was basically the guy who pushed that one the most. And our subjects, all the people that had a lot of belly fat, they also usually had low HDL cholesterol, high triglycerides, pretty high total cholesterol. Every time we cut out their carbs, we asked them to follow a diet, but then also monitored them for like a 3-month period. It greatly decreased belly fat. And we also looked at them with DEXA on the body composition scanner. So it's like the gold standard for that. Saw a lot of body fat reduction right in the belly area with that decrease in carbohydrates, because a lot of times these people are eating a lot of carbs because they're told, oh, fat is so bad. So, you know, they're eating pretzels.
Yeah. What are the choices they have? I have friends that eat cereal a couple times a day because they believe that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Because everything, you know, can't eat eggs because they're horrible. But, you know, we get these people eating eggs and having salmon and eating, using whole cream instead of all the reduced fat stuff and dairy. You know, what we did find, though, which is really interesting, though, is if they use sugar substitutes like Splenda or aspartame or Equal or whatever you want, all those kind of things, that they didn't have as good progress. And now seeing data come out that actually shows that people that use a lot of artificial sweeteners actually have quite a lot of body fat and increased BMI compared to people that don't use those. So, and then animal studies show that it causes like increased food-seeking behavior and changes in blood and blood glucose and insulin levels. So, cutting out fat and then trying to, you know, get that sugar fix from the fake sugars because it's supposed to be calorie-free doesn't help either. So it's not about the calories, because people blame fat and it makes you fat because of the calories. it's really about the way it functions in the body. And the way the fat functions in the body when you're eating more of it is that your body learns how to use fat as a fuel more readily. And women especially have a hormonal profile that encourages a lot of fat oxidation. So, you know, women naturally burn a lot of fat. So when you promote the body to have better fat utilization, you're going to get more fat loss in an healthy exercise and eating routine, you know, within the context of other good things in the lifestyle. Because if you're still stressed out and you still sit on your butt all day long, you know, dietary change is only going to go so far.
Do you find that women are the ones that are the most confused about fat? Men, I think I have a feeling that, you know, men love steak. Men
yeah.
like fatty foods, and we go ahead and we eat it, even if we don't think it's good for us, because men are stupid that way. But women tend to be a bit more conscientious, and they're bombarded from morning to night with the message that avoid fat, avoid fat, avoid fat.
Yeah, and women are more sensitive to it, and all the women's magazines say low fat this, watch out for fat, and it's still being said even about dairy. And dairy fat has now been coming out to show the special fats in dairy, transpalmitic acid. It's a special type of saturated fat only found in dairy, is actually very beneficial for reducing diabetes. And people who actually eat whole dairy have lower incidence of diabetes. But in the caveat of all that, the people that are eating probably whole dairy are oftentimes the people that don't eat a lot of sugar, because they're actually satisfying a craving, or not a craving, but a need in their body for a certain amount of calories. And that's the thing, is people try to cut all this fat out and then try to get calories from poor places. I mean, I'm not saying a low-fat diet never works, because, I mean, Dean Ornish and who's the other guy? I can't remember his name. But, you know, one of those, you know, the low-fat people, the people that really are.
Well, yeah,
you know,
but then, but let's be specific. Dr. Dean Ornish is looking to reduce arterial plaque buildup.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
there's a lot Pretty of ways, different. There's a lot of ways to reduce arterial plaque buildup. One of them happens to be a low-fat diet, absolutely, but that doesn't necessarily present the best alternative.
And when we say low-fat diet, we're not saying low good nutrients, low-carb diet, we're not saying low good nutrients. You know, when you have good fats in your diet, you can still eat things that are healthy for you, like fruits and lots of vegetables. You know, people think like, oh, if you're going to eat a high-fat diet, that's all you're going to eat, is you're going to just eat lard all day long and lots of fat. No, I mean, that's definitely not a good thing, because you need all those good aspects. And in my PhD, I actually compared two-month high-fat, very high-fat, saturated fat diet to, you know, in the context of low carbs, to a high mono and polyunsaturated fat diet. So,
right.
you know, I had omega-3s in there, and I used canola oil and
olive oil and stuff like that.
The better oils out there, I guess we could call them. And there was an improvement in health parameters for people, and a little bit less oxidative stress, but the saturated fat diet wasn't horrid. In certain people, it did have a negative effect. And I will admit, I have seen blood work where people that do eat a lot of, say, dairy fat or not coconut oil, because I haven't seen that, but mostly we'll say dairy fat, because that's kind of like our primary source of saturated fatty acids, that do have like kind of a very weird response in their blood cholesterol levels, like a really high uptake. But then those are the people that can follow like more of a high unsaturated fat diet, like lots of, you know,
Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation came on my show probably about 3 months ago, and we did a show about saturated fat specifically, and he said the magic in eating saturated fat is not combining it with sugars. You know,
well, exactly.
I mean refined sugars. I don't mean like the sugar in milk. I mean refined sugars.
Yeah.
People who have high saturated fat diets but abstain from refined sugars and refined starches tend to fare better than those who do include those in the diet as well.
Right, because sugar is inflammatory. And when you start putting a lot of inflammation in the presence of a lot of fat, you're going to get a bad effect. Because, especially if you're eating a lot of unsaturated fat, it's very prone to oxidation. You stick all those inflammatory mediators in there, you got a big whole cascade, like a war zone going on in your body. That's why high-fat diets used to be bad, because people also used to eat a lot of other crap.
Right.
So, you know, when we always did our Atkins research, it's not that they were eating any other crap. You know, they were eating berries and lots of greens and vegetables and, you know, beans every once in a while and stuff like that. And they, you know, fared very well with a lot of saturated fat in their diet, butter, you know, animal fats, all that stuff that people think are horrid.
There is a study that I've quoted on this show numerous times, and I actually had it with me several months ago during a Casual Friday episode, and it was done back in the 20s or 30s, I want to say. And it was done with women, interestingly enough, how appropriate. And they had three groups of women. Maybe you know what I'm talking about when I mention it, because I want to find it again. They had three groups of women. They had one group that received 80%. They all ate a specific caloric intake, like let's say 2,000 calories a day. But right. The one group had 80% of their calories from exclusively carbohydrate sources. And the other group had 80% of their calories from fat sources, and the other group had 80% of their calories from protein sources. Mm-hmm. And the group that had the greatest number of people fall out, not being able to comply with the diet, was the fat, 80% fat group. They had the hardest time, I guess, chumming down that much fat every day. Let's put it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about the study was the only group that gained body fat was the carbohydrate group. The group that lost the greatest amount of body fat was the fat group, followed closely by the protein group. Now, this study is not cited quite often because its detractors said that, number one, the people were not followed closely enough to make sure that they were complying with the actual guidelines of their dietary intake each day, because they were sent home. They were told that, you know, these are the foods you can eat, and no one checked on them to see if they were cheating, I guess, number one. Number two, its detractors said that they didn't do a washout and a crossover to show that the same thing happened was reproducible when the carbohydrate group was eating fat for 2 weeks. And so its detractors say it's not important, but I think it is important. I think it's a very important study. I think that if you look at this study just on its face value, it shows that a calorie is not a calorie, that there are metabolic differences in the way we process our food, period. Mm-hmm. End of story. Just that argument alone I would allow us to now have some important dialogue about what foods tend to make people leaner, regardless of caloric quantities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because it's the way the food functions in the body. But how long was that study? Do you know?
It was a 2 week, and it was considerable. In fact, it was. I want to say it was 2 weeks. It was a 2 week long study, and the group and the fat group lost like 2-point-something kilograms of body fat in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Significant amount of fat.
80% of fat is like a lot of fat.
I know. And how much, I could eat avocados all day long. I guess that would be one choice, you know. I mean.
Well, there's still fiber and carbs in there, so you wouldn't be at 80%. So, yeah. But regardless, people feel that there is like some sort of fat adaptation that comes along, or it's good to cause metabolic confusion. So, for example, an individual I know, he wrote a very popular low-carb blog. His name is Jimmy Moore. He runs Living La Vida Low Carb.
Yeah, yeah.
And he lost tons and tons and tons of weight with low carb, and is extremely a huge advocate. But in the last years, he's been experiencing a lot of slowdown and inability to either, like, lose the weight or keep it off. And he actually changed up how he's eating. He couldn't just keep continuing with all the fat. He needed to actually put some carbs in there, but then also just change his lifestyle in terms of, you know, exercise. But when you exercise, I am a firm believer, you do need more carbs, definitely when you exercise. I don't find that it's, you know, with people that do it quite heavily and often, that you can keep eating, like, extremely low carb and lots of fat. Is, yes, you may get good at using those fuels, but, you know, the carbs are very beneficial as a fuel source. So people that are very active, and once they've kind of corrected their metabolism, do need to add a little bit in.
Well, you think it's a metabolic correction that's occurring that causes this hitting the wall, so to speak, as you described? Or do you think it's the body's running out of its ability to keep taxing cortisol production, to constantly be producing the missing glucose in the body as far as from dietary intake, by converting ketones and amino acids into usable glucose.
Well, that's the other thing I saw in the low-carb research.
Cassandra, are you there?
Ketones for energy. Cassandra,
you just dropped out. You said that we heard you say that part where you said that's what you were about saying. If you could just say that whole thing again, please.
Yeah, so just in the lab, we saw people who were on ketogenic diets over time actually produce less or excrete less. So the body became better at actually taking up those ketones for energy, so it became more efficient. So it's good to create some of this metabolic confusion in a way to create that efficiency, because as we know, wasted energy is energy that's not being stored, and that's how you can, you know, keep the weight gain away.
Okay.
And we eat so many chemicals in our body that causes fat storage, so this is a good aspect to have, is to have this inefficiency, inability to store the fat.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When I come back, you've referenced or referred to these chemicals that cause fat storage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of delve into that a little bit deeper, if you will. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probatic. You can learn more about her writings by going to her website, Cassandra Forsythe, Forsythe.com. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to ForSportLife.com today. That's the number 4, SportLife.com. Your shaker.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at SuperhumanRadio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, I can't believe that spot for Can-See Eye Drops has been running for 2 years. It says, I've used Can-See Eye Drops for 6 months. I continue to use Can-See Eye Drops. And guess what? I still don't use reading glasses. And I have to tell you, I believe that the only reason why is because I've continued to use Can-See Eye Drops for 2.5 years now. I really have to update that spot, by the way. Anyway, we're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. Okay, so you keep referring to chemicals in the food. Obviously, we know chemicals are no good in our food. But you're mentioning that the chemicals in our food that may actually promote fat storage?
Well, they're called obesogens. And they may not they're usually additives, obviously, when we produce a food. Some of these names that we can't even pronounce on food labels have been associated with changes in the endocrinological system of our bodies so that it promotes, say, either higher estrogen levels or decreased progesterone levels or lowered thyroid levels. So it changes the way our body's metabolism actually functions.
Okay.
And therefore causes more of a situation of fat storage. And there's a lot of, you know, small bits of information out there. Nothing obviously concrete because it would kill the food industry to say that certain things, you know, are making us fat. You know, because if we just, we look at the differences in our food supply from now to say 100 years ago and the rates of obesity, there's something in our food now, and it's not just the total amount of food, it's just something in the food or a bunch of things, little things all accumulate that change the way our body functions that is influencing the way our body is storing fat, the way our body is losing fat and or not losing fat than it was before. And I mean, yes, granted, we're set more sedentary than before, you know, but the people that eat a fairly, I guess I'm going to hate that word, clean diet,
clean,
you know,
I know,
like low chemical diet, I guess you could say low processed food diet, tend to not struggle as much with their body weight as people that eat all of these more processed food, which contain a lot of preservatives and colors and fillers and flavors. You know, and that could be due to the fact that those chemicals and it, you know, has been shown in some animal models are having an effect on the way the body's fat loss and gain system is functioning.
Right, right. And I agree with you. The metabolic endocrine disruptors, the
yeah.
xenoestrogens and the phytoestrogens and the androgen receptor blockers like phthalates and BPA and so on, clearly. Because, and this comes full circle, a calorie is not a calorie. Organizations, media outlets that continue to promote things based on calories, you got to just ignore them. It's wrong, number one. But coming full circle, when we talked about that study with the three groups of women, we have to agree that foods act differently and cause the body to do different things. Well, that's because the hormones in our body create a different environment that, so for instance, carbohydrates spike insulin. Insulin creates fat. Fats tend to help stimulate the production of the sex steroids, androgens, and so on and so forth. They help to promote leanness. So you can't ignore the relationship between dietary intake and the interplay with hormonal milieus. And if you agree with that, then you cannot ignore the fact that we have agents in our food that act like hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think that this is a bigger problem than we're making it out to be. And quite frankly, you know, Dr. Ken Fujikawa wrote for, I guess, the New York Times that the FDA needs to approve more obesity drugs. We need obesity drugs approved quickly because that's the answer to obesity. It's not the answer to obesity. There's a lot of people who aren't obese.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find out what they're doing, and we need to get the obese people to do that before they have to get on a drug.
The anti-obesity genes. Yeah, so look at the thin people out there, because there are a lot of them. And, you know, a lot of times it can also be a hunger mechanism, too. I mean, there's changes in certain systems in our body. There's one I just wrote about yesterday, the cannabinoid.
Oh, yeah, endocannabinoid. Right, the cannabinoid, which is right. Right.
Yeah, and that one, you know, has been shown to be, you know, upregulated in certain people's bodies for whatever reason, and it causes increased desire for food, food-seeking behavior, hunger, appetite, compared to people that don't have that.
And,
so,
and,
you know,
and weed.
That marijuana effect.
And weed.
Well, yes, the marijuana effect.
Right, right.
Regulated system. So, you know, not everyone, it isn't just all the food chemicals, it also is just differences within the body that causes them to eat, want to eat more. Not that they don't want to eat more, but their body just causes them to eat more. So I can understand. But a lot of times, more often than not, it's, you know, eating a lot of lower fat, higher chemical foods, fake foods, Franken foods, whatever the heck you want to call them. You know, I don't know about genetic modification, if that's actually changing our bodies or not. You know, like there's not enough evidence to say it is or not. And I have two friends who are both postdocs in genetics, and they say to me, you know, there's no data on that. But, you know, who knows? So
you know what? You know what, Cassandra? I am starting to abandon my complete and utter trust in research. And I'm starting to...
Pretty shitty.
What's that?
This is pretty shitty. I was in it. It's pretty shitty.
Yeah, it is. And I am now starting to... look at historic information. The scientists say, well, that's anecdotal. Well, you know, it may be anecdotal, but when it was millions of people, that's a pretty, pretty strong anecdote.
Right.
And I'm starting to abandon a lot of the scientific gravity. And I'm starting to say, look, you don't have to be a genius to know that screwing with the genetics of food is not a smart thing to do. And if you want to eat it, go on and eat it. I don't want to eat it. Now, you may call me Chicken Little. The sky is falling. But you know what? We know enough about epigenetics now that we know that things that our great-great-grandparents did are affecting us today. And mm-hmm. if you want to take that chance with your lineage, go right on.
Yeah. So I actually had written for my boot campers, I called it the detox diet, but it was just like a coiny name. But what I did is I asked them to take a lot of the crap out of their diets, and one of the things was, you know, these large-scale produced cattle, chicken, and whatnot, and choosing things that can, if you can possibly buy from the farmer down the road, the cattle are roaming outside, if you've got that opportunity, which I do actually. I live in farm country, so I have that opportunity. And you know, if you can do that or buy it, you know, organic or, you know, a good organic company, because there are some like shady organic organizations out there. But, and then I sent it to a friend of mine who owns a boot camp in Florida, and one of his boot camp members to work in large scale agriculture. So like the huge farming, you know, the large plots, and, you know, they have all the chickens inside a coop and never let them out kind of thing. And he said, that I said about that completely wrong and bullshit and full of, you know, inaccurate facts and blah, blah, blah. And, that I need to tour of some of these organic places and see that they're no better. And I said, yes, very true. But if you know where to look for, and there's a company, not a company, but an organization called the Cornucopia Institute that actually has rated like the organicness of, say, chicken farmers and dairy producers, and rated them in terms of their organicness, and that's not all are the same. Yes, you know, yes, some of them aren't as good or just the same at these large scale, but, you know, a cow who's meant to eat grass should just be fed corn and growth hormone, and that's good for us is a good thing. You know, I don't care if that, you know, I prefer not to eat that.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if there's no science proving that that's not a good thing. I don't need to know that. I know that a termite can eat wood, but I can't. And if you try to feed me wood, I'm going to get really sick. And if you want to eat me after I'm sick, you're stupid. You know, so, I mean, you don't.
Yeah, but he's also looking at from, you can't feed the world on these organic farms and all these free range. And 100%, I can agree with him.
But you know what? I don't agree with that. I disagree with it. I'm going to tell you why. That's not a legitimate reason to feed people poison. You don't.
No, and I'm not saying that.
No. I know you're not.
There could be a better way. And this guy is just basically saying that it's okay to feed people poison because he couldn't feed them any other way.
But you know what? I would say to that person, you are wrong. We need to return to the small family farm. Small family farms popped up and fed whole cities. We didn't need to have our food imported from New Jersey to California or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know what? But we've squashed all the small family farms. So hopefully, if the government gets out of the way and does what's right for the people, mm-hmm. that there'll be more small family farms and we can feed everybody that way. There's no doubt about it. But we have to decentralize the food first. We have to go back to sustainable farming approaches. But this is exactly the reason that people are eating soy today. This is exactly the reason why people are eating grains today. It's not because it's good for you. It was the consolation prize for those of you who couldn't get your hands on meat. They were like, well, we got to feed people something. What can we feed that won't completely kill them immediately upon eating it? Well, let's experiment with these foods. Hey, look, this is palatable and no one died from it. Okay, let's call it food. You know, it's no wonder that overpopulated countries like China are experimenting with turning feces back into food. But that doesn't mean people should eat it just because they have no, you know, they're trying to feed the masses. They have to look for alternatives. They need to reinvest in small family farms. Mm-hmm. And let the farmers feed the people and get out of the way.
Yeah, and that would be the ideal way to go. But the way we do consume meat, something else needs to be done. Either, you know, we choose less of it. Like, you know, there's certain restaurants popping up nowadays that are primarily burger joints, you know, and people are eating like four hamburgers at a time. Okay, that's also an issue causing a little bit of obesity. But the fact that we're trying to produce that much meat to feed people in such a fast period of time is a problem. So, you know, asking people, hey, how about you eat a vegetable or something? And just recently, like, a study came out that said that people who eat extra servings of potatoes are fatter than people that eat less extra servings.
Right.
So now people are, like, scared to eat potatoes. And it's like, oh, okay, so you know what? Don't eat. You know, let's just not eat. Let's just drink water and breathe air.
Yeah.
But that will kill us too. So,
but
fat apparently is going to kill us. So fat is the most evil thing in the whole world. But if we think about it, a lot of foods are very good for us that have high fat content, like eggs, salmon, sardines, mussels, good foods, olive oil, avocados, nuts and seeds. And the people that regularly eat those things aren't fat.
Right.
And, you know, within the context of lack of sugar in the diet as well.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to kind of throw you a curveball. I've been using more raw honey in my diet recently as a carbohydrate source, pre-workout and so on. I want to ask you your opinion about raw honey, if you have an opinion on it. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to Age.
AgeForce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AgeForce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Become part of the discussion by going over to Anabolic Minds and joining in at the official Superhuman Radio forum. You can get there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the forum link. There's a community there waiting to help you answer questions, ask questions, join in. Thanks to Anabolic Minds for sponsoring and holding the Superhuman Radio forum. My guest, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. You can read more of her writings by going to her blog at CassandraForsythe.com, or pick up one of her books, The New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. I love that one. That's really a great... Did you come up with that title yourself, Cassandra?
That was no more Lou Schuler. He came up with that, to be totally honest.
I really like that. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then
Lou's a bright guy.
Yeah. Your original book, The Perfect Body Diet, which was written for Women's Health Magazine. And, okay, so... I have found that living the La Vida low carb diet for way too long has caused me to not respond well to it any longer.
Yeah,
I pretty regularly ate like 60 grams of carbs a day or less, and I've been doing it for years that way. But I've started to increase my carbohydrate intake, and I feel better. And more importantly, I've started experimenting with raw honey, which I've always used honey once in a while, but I started using it more recently because it's helping me with my regional allergies now that I moved back to Kentucky. And it really does work. It's amazing.
Yeah, the local honey, yeah, and your allergies, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that was an old wives' tale. Well, it really does make a big difference. However, now I crave honey, Cassandra. And if I'm gonna tell you guys something. I have a bottle of honey sitting on my desk that was almost full this morning. Let's see, it's 1 pound of honey. And I've actually sipped a third of this throughout the day today while I was in the studio.
It's still a sugar, though. You gotta be careful.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. I'm saying, well, what the hell am I doing? Like, I'm going completely the other direction. I'm going from... no carb or low carb to way too many sugars all of a sudden. I mean, I don't do it all the time. I'm just doing it today. It just, I had the urge, kind of a craving. Maybe I'm pregnant. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, I got hormonal swings.
Yeah. What do you have any opinions on raw honey?
I've used it personally myself for allergies. And, I mean, you can read things on honey in terms of, you know, when they break down given content, that it is rich in certain B vitamins, you know, that everyone needs, but I don't know. You know, it is a sugar. So sugar is one of the most addicting foods out there. It's like crack. It's like
yeah.
My pistachios. I'm addicted. Pistachios are quite good.
Well, clearly I am a honey crack addict. You'll see me standing on the corner promising to show you my boobs if you give me honey. There you go.
Wow.
My gynecomastia will finally come in handy, Cassandra.
Wow, that's attractive.
Yeah, but I love this stuff. I usually have it in the morning with, I usually have 2 to 3 raw eggs, 16 ounces of raw milk, and a tablespoon of raw honey before I go to the gym. That's my pre-workout
meal. Yeah, it'd be good energy. Well, I mean, all that's good food, definitely. But yeah, you got to still be careful. I mean, honey is still sugar, which still raises insulin. I don't know exactly. I haven't actually watched or looked at like insulin data, like in response to honey. But as far as I know, it does have an insulin effect. So it is going to cause post-workout, you know, a lot of synthesis and, you know, pre-workout, you know, as along with some amino acids, it's also going to help with that protein, positive protein balance. But, you know, drinking it all day long may not be the best thing
for
our body.
And I got to tell you why I think it is that I've been having this craving. I've been experimenting with some higher doses of growth hormone. I think that it's making me hypoglycemic.
Because
of the increase in IGF-1.
Right.
I just thought about it. I thought, well, why am I craving like these sweets? And they make
right,
me, and it makes me
pregnant women feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely pregnant right there.
Exactly.
You knew it.
There you go.
Definitely,
anyway.
Because women that are pregnant definitely have that.
Oh, I know. So let's get back to the summation of the conversation. The summation should be that especially women, but all people, should not be afraid of fats. What percentage of fat in the diet is acceptable, do you think, Cassandra?
40%. 50%.
Wow. So 40% of your calories from fat, that really can help you bump up your calories real fast.
Definitely. But I mean, if you're eating it, like say if it's coming even from, you know, nuts or seeds and whatnot, you're also getting a lot of beneficial nutrients, avocados, different types of fats, the thermogenic effects of those fats. You know, the thermogenesis of fat is quite low, but then the satiation, I should say, not necessarily thermogenic, but the satiation effect, like you eat it and you don't feel like eating later.
Right.
That effect. And that's, you know, what something that carbs, simple carbs especially, don't do. You can eat a friggin' bowl of pasta and like 2 hours later everyone's like, where's dessert? It's like, oh, okay. Maybe you shouldn't eat pasta.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, from the experience I've seen, there are some people that do respond negatively to a lot of, say, saturated fat in the diet in terms of blood lipid levels, but we're not really even sure if those high elevations in, say, total and LDL cholesterol necessarily mean that you're going to suffer from heart attack or excessive plaque buildup, because of, it's not a perfect science in terms of the correlation between blood lipid levels and the accumulation of plaque in the body. That's not the truth there, and that's been a misconception for a long time. And people are still being duped into taking all these cholesterol-lowering medications, statins, whatever else you want to call them, and having a lot of other issues with them, like muscle pain, weight gain, lethargy, you know, lowered testosterone levels. So
how about congestive heart failure, which is the end point of using statin drugs for a long period of time?
Yeah, so it's not a perfect thing. One of the scientific conferences I went to was actually showing the real effect of statins was on inflammation, and that it was really good at lowering inflammatory markers. And inflammation, as we know, is tied into the stress on the walls of the artery that are causing the plaque buildup and other detrimental effects, oxidation of lipids and whatnot that causes excessive damage in other places. So just cell walls and cell function and cell signaling. So, you know, if you keep sugar down, it also does lower inflammation, and you don't really need a statin to do it. It's sort of like people who have diabetes and then yet will eat a whole crap load of sugar but then just inject themselves with more insulin.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that makes sense. So if you take statins, you keep eating things that are pro-inflammatory, which is often be sugar. And then if you combine sugar with a lot of saturated fat, that's even more detrimental.
Yeah, no, I know. I believe strongly that this whole new mantra of the pharmaceutical industry trying to repurpose statin drugs and show that they're good as anti-inflammatories is just their way of trying to save their investment and a cash cow, because there's so many better things, like you point out, changing your diet to reduce inflammation. And there are natural things like curcumin and ginger that you can use to reduce whole body inflammation without taking statin drugs. So, Okay, so we're coming to the end of the interview. We want to go ahead and plug your website one more time. It's CassandraForsythe.com. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Cassandra.
Thank you, Carl. I love being here. It's great.
Good. We'll get something together. You know, I really want the women to participate more in the discussion. So if you have a topic that you want Cassandra to cover, email it to me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll get her back on to cover it. How's that sound?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay.
Get on.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. Have a great day.
And we also want to thank Seth Ferrosi for coming on and Isolated Fitness for being a sponsor of the Superhuman Radio Show. Tomorrow is Casual Friday. Alisa is working diligently right now as we speak on an amazing show for you. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.